All right, make sure you're in fellowship as we will now deal with the next block of verses of 9 through 14. This section I've titled Edomite Genealogy Historically Segregated. This is where the Edomite name is established in history. And it begins here in verses 9 through 14, the founding fathers. Looking here at the Hebrew. We have our second use now of our noun toledoth. These then are the generations, the historical records of, is my preferred translation. It includes genealogy, generations, but not necessarily. It also includes certain historical aspects in regards to them. You have the wow conjunction, followed with the adjective, both plural, ella, and these, E-L-L-E-H, are understood. Then our noun, common feminine plural, construct toledoth, T-O-L-E-D-O-T-H. Records, generations, genealogies of Esau, proper noun. The father is your common masculine singular, construct Av. Father of Edomites, the Edomites, proper noun. In the hill country of Seir, you had the preposition should be bet, B-E-T, not Ben, that's son. Then our noun for hills or mountains, as they may be regarded, common masculine singular, struck Har, H-A-R. Seir, proper noun, verse 10. Then we're given a list of Esau's sons here, their names. These are the names of Esau's sons. These, Ella, our adjective, E-L-L-E-H, repeated. Names is your common masculine.